Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Welcome to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sean Doyle is here. Sean's a long time, 17-year member of our Brain Trust, co-founder and principal director of strategy for Fitzmartin, Inc. He's the author of Shift, 19 Practical Business-Driven Ideas, and Enabling Profit. That's another one of his books, and he helps people put their best foot forward, just like you and me, and he's here to do that with us on our show. Sean Doyle, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. It's going to be the best part of the day, isn't it?
That's the way I feel about it. Thank you very much, Sean, for being here. Thanks for all the great years you helped us with. So one of the things that I was telling the audience about, and I've been talking about now for how many weeks, is that we're coming through a period of time that we're going to look back on and we're going to say, what? Did that really happen? What did we really go through? You know, sometimes I feel like, have you ever seen the guys make this seamless gutter? They take a piece of flat metal and they push it through this extrusion die, and it rolls and folds and manipulates and you squeeze it through this little bitty tiny hole. I feel like that. You know what I mean? I feel like we've been extruded through this wormhole of a bizarre experience. And it's going to be over soon, and we're going to look back and we're going to say, what really happened? But we need to think about what things are going to be like when we look back, don't we?
That's a great illustration. Yeah, you know, actually, you even addressed that. I wanted to compliment you, and everybody needs to go to smallbusinessadvocate.com and read the new regular Technology at the Speed of Your Human. You know, that extruder is like this technology article you wrote on Moore, and is it Nesbitt? Is that how you say that name?
John Nesbitt, yeah, the Megatrends, yeah. High tech, high tech. Nesbitt's razor.
It's a brilliant article.
Thank you.
Everybody needs to read that. It's just a great piece. But that points to this idea of things are going to change, and rapidly, and have. So I just wanted to come through this period, this extrusion, and not have a lot of regret. I'm a small business owner, mm-hmm. and I don't want to look back and go, wow, you know, I had time, albeit I didn't want to have time, right? I wanted mm-hmm. to have revenue and be busy, but I had time. I could have done some things, and I didn't do it. So mm-hmm. I want to come out of this extrusion having thought through some areas of business, and so I don't have regrets. So I'm doing this myself.
Well, and can I stop you for a second? Because people are I hope that when you say what you just did, which is really important, for them to say, wait a minute, you're right. I've been looking at this stuff going on around me like a deer in the headlights. I've been thinking, what is this really happening? We need to get our wits about us, don't we? That's what you're saying. Get your wits about you. And realize that this is really happening, and there are things that you can do to not only survive but to take advantage of the circumstances. That's what you're talking about. Don't regret the
absolutely.
Missing an opportunity.
Years and years ago, small story of encouragement, I hope. Years and years ago, during one of the recessions, I called my mentor, a guy who had owned a marketing and sales company for decades, and I just said, Mr. Kimbrough, I'm really discouraged. And I forget what it was about. And he said, Sean, every day that you're in business is a victory. There's somebody that didn't make it today.
Mm-hmm.
And stay the course, you know.
Wow.
And there's a lot of that going on.
That was a wise man. So, that was a wise man you talked to.
Yeah, Tom was. And I think that's the thing. So I want to give a framework in our conversation mm-hmm. today, Jim, about what are some things that you could look at. And I may offer some business owner perspective, but of course, sales and marketing is my expertise.
Right.
So I'm going to give four ideas of things to look at as a leader of a business, and then also an equivalent or marketing corollary to that category. And
right.
The categories are leadership, infrastructure, focus, and sales and marketing. Does that sound good?
Yeah, absolutely. What about leadership?
Let's go. Yeah, I think one thing that's interesting about leadership in this period, my experience is it has forced me to delegate, to let go a little bit. And I think that it's because I couldn't be in the office and I couldn't be across from my coworkers, and I had to let go some. And I think we should all continue that. You know, let free the leader up to do the leading of the business and not the doing of the business. I think that's a great idea in that framework.
Right.
And the marketing corollary is get serious about marketing. Pull the marketing lever. Most small businesses have kind of dinked around with marketing. Mm-hmm. Spend a little money here, a little money
HR
there.
And marketing get are the serious. Two weakest things small of all the disciplines of a small business owner. Marketing and HR are the two weak links.
Consistently. And I think the trick to it, and anybody who wants to get some of these ideas, just email me at sean@fitzmartin.com, sean@fitzmartin, fitzmartin.com, and I'll send you an email back with everything I'm going to offer today.
Okay.
But the getting serious about marketing, there's some questions you should ask. When you go get help, whether it's an employee or an agency or some sort of outside counselor, and the rough idea is if people answer with craft or art ideas, then that's the wrong person. Marketers that are good, that are worth their salt, will answer your questions with business strategic ideas.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be able to talk like you. So don't be afraid of marketing. Be afraid of bad marketers,
mm-hmm.
but not afraid of marketing. And that's where I'd start.
Mm-hmm. So in the leadership, how much of that do you delegate?
Oh, well, I would say as an owner, you should delegate it to somebody in your company. If you have enough scale, if you have 10 FTEs, then let somebody else in your company be the interface with an outside counselor. And here's
right.
why. We all have our own perspectives, and we can't break free of them very naturally.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we go to marriage counseling or some kind of counselor, right? You've got to have somebody to break your point of view.
Right.
To really
but you also, if you outsource this, you also need to make sure that whatever they do for you, this they're doing it with your values and your voice. So it doesn't. It sounds
Absolutely.
Like it still sounds like you, not like them. Quick break, right back with Sean Doyle. FitzMartin.com, is that right, Sean?
Yes, sir. FitzMartin.com.
Right. FitzMartin with a Z. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.